The bullet journal method. Track the past, order the present, design the future. This is the author, Ryder Carroll. Before we begin, you may want to download the bonus PDF that accompanies this audiobook, where you'll find various illustrations referred to during the program. Part 1. The Preparation, at the intersection between what and why. Introduction. The mystery box arrived unannounced. Stranger still, there was my mother's unmistakable block script adorning the address label. Maybe a surprise gift, for no particular occasion or reason? Unlikely. Opening the box revealed a mess of old notebooks. Perplexed, I fished out a nuclear orange one covered in graffiti. Its pages brimmed with rough illustrations of robots, monsters, battle scenes, and wildly misspelled words. Different kinds of... A chill went down my spine. These were mine. I took a deep breath and dove in. This was more than a trip down memory lane. It was like re-entering the husk of an all-but-forgotten self. As I leafed through another notebook, a folded sheet fell from its pages. Curious, I unfolded it to find a grotesque rendering of a very angry man. He was yelling so hard that his eyes bulged and his tongue flapped out of his mouth. Two words were written on the page. One small word, shyly tucked into a corner, revealed the identity of the apoplectic man, an old teacher of mine. The other large, jagged word, the one revealing the target of his rage, was my name. My problem started early in elementary school with the terrible grades, the red-faced teachers, the resigned tutors. My performance was so alarming that I spent a good amount of my summers in special schools and psychologists' offices. Eventually, I was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, ADD. This was back in the 1980s, when mullets were better understood than my condition. The few resources that were available were either too complicated or too prescriptive to prove helpful or didn't fit my needs. If anything, they salted the wound. Nothing worked the way that my mind worked, so I was left largely to my own dull devices. The main culprit was my inability to rein in my focus. It wasn't that I couldn't focus. I just had a hard time concentrating on the right thing at the right time, on being present. My attention would always dart off to the next bright thing. As I cycled through distractions, my responsibilities steadily piled up until they became overwhelming. I often found myself coming up short or trailing behind. Facing those feelings day in, day out, led to deep self-doubt. Few things are more distracting than the cruel stories we tell ourselves. I admired my successful peers, with their unwavering attention and their notebooks brimming with detailed notes. I became fascinated with order and discipline, qualities that to me seemed as beautiful as they did foreign. To unravel these mysteries, I started devising organizational tricks designed to embrace the way my mind worked. Through trial and a lot of error, I gradually pieced together a system that worked, all in my good old-fashioned paper notebook. It was a cross between a planner, diary, notebook, to-do list, and sketchbook. It provided me with a practical yet forgiving tool to organize my impatient mind. Gradually, I became less distracted, less overwhelmed, and a lot more productive. I realized that it was up to me to solve my challenges. More importantly, I realized that I could. By 2007, I was working as a web designer for a big fashion label headquartered in the neon heart of New York City, Times Square. I'd gotten the job through a friend who worked there and was struggling to plan her upcoming wedding. Her desk was littered with notebooks, post-its, and scraps of paper a couple of inches deep. It looked like one of those manic conspiracy map rooms that you see in crime shows. I'd been looking for a way to repay her for getting me this position, so one day, as I saw her scrounging for yet another wayward note, I awkwardly offered to show her how I used my notebook. She turned to me with raised eyebrows, and to my surprise and horror, she took me up on the offer. Gulp. What had I gotten myself into? Sharing my notebook was like offering someone an unadulterated look into my mind, which, well, yeah. A few days later, we went for coffee. My clumsy tutorial took a while. I felt deeply vulnerable exposing how I organized my thoughts, the symbols, the systems, the templates, the cycles, the lists. To me, these were the many crutches invented to support a faulty brain. I avoided making eye contact until I was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?